Price, are you there, buddy? Hello.
I'm right here.
Oh, good. Well, welcome to Ask the Builder. How can I help you today?
Well, I have several 3 to 6 foot long areas of dry rot in my 12-year-old house.
Okay.
5 or 6 years ago, I began seeing some areas of dry rot in the poplar siding, and I replaced those, and I've had to replace a few each year with redwood boards.
Okay.
This year, I removed an area about 6 feet long and 3 feet high, and noticed that underneath the house wrap, the dry rot had extended into the plywood and into the studs. And there are several other areas in the house that way, not quite that big. Some of them are in walls where there are not any windows. So I want to know what to do now.
Well, okay. All right. I'm glad I just was quiet and listened because I was going to talk I didn't hear all the things I wanted to hear, but now I did. I mean, now I know what the problem is. Somehow, some water is getting in up high, you know, above these places where it's rotting. You know, in other words, and here's a problem. I'm actually, I'm building this garden shed right now, and I'm going to show people a technique of putting on wood siding that I think a lot of people have forgotten. And when siding was put on a lot of old houses in the past, in certain instances, they actually didn't have any sheathing in place. And the back side of the siding was able to get air to it. And that makes all the difference in the world. In your situation, that siding is applied directly over that house wrap, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, it's in direct contact.
There's another thing. There's a plastic vapor barrier behind the drywall, too.
Okay, well, that's all right. But that's on the inside part of the wall.
Right.
In other words, the way the wall is constructed from the inside out, you've got drywall, a vapor retarder, the studs, you know, insulation in the stud cavities, sheathing, your plywood sheathing, then your Tyvek, which is a air infiltration barrier, and then your siding. Is that
right?
That's the word. Okay. Well, the outside Tyvek, the way that that's designed, it is not a vapor retarder. Water vapor is supposed to go through it, but liquid water cannot go through those, you know, water barriers on the outside of a house. So what happens is the water, if somehow water is getting in behind the siding. So it gets back there, and because the siding is touching the Tyvek, and because the water can't go through the Tyvek, the water just soaks into the back of the siding, and you start to get rot. So you've got to find out what is going on, where in the world is this water getting in at, you know, that's causing the problem. And your misery is not going to go away until you solve that problem. Now, here's what I'm going to do on this garden shed that I'm building. I'm actually going to wrap the, and this is something that you may want to do, and it'll help you solve the problem. It's a little bit of work, but you may end up having to do it. I'm actually wrapping the shed, all the sheathing, with a Tyvek-like material or Tyvek. Then I'm going to go on and I'm going to nail on top of the Tyvek these vertical half-inch thick treated lumber strips of wood. And then I'm going to nail my siding to that so that there's a half-inch airspace between the back of the siding and the Tyvek. You can see what that's going to do. I mean, if there was ever any water that got behind the siding, it would immediately roll down the back of the siding, and it would exit down at the bottom. Because down at the bottom, I'm going to have a half-inch horizontal strip, but I'm going to cut some slits in it, you know, to allow for water drainage, you know, in case any liquid water ever gets behind there. The other thing I'm doing is, and I've already done it, my siding that I bought is already primed. You know, it's already been painted once, and I'm going to paint it a second time with a finished coat of paint on, I'm talking the back side of the siding before I install it. You know, so that if water gets on the back of the siding, it's going to be touching painted wood. So you can see the advantage there.
Yeah, well, that siding's painted on the back too.
Well, but it's getting through somewhere.
Right. Well, now what you're saying is I have to take all the siding off the house?
No, I'm not saying you have to do that, but I'm saying that you may have to do that if you can't figure out where this water is getting behind the siding.
Well, do you think the water's condensing in there somewhere?
I don't think so. I mean, unless for some reason you've got such an enormous... is the house built on a crawl space with no vapor retarder?
No, it's on a crawl space, and it has a vapor retarder.
Okay, so, you don't have a bunch of aquariums inside the house, or...
No, I keep it kind of cold in here, though.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I don't think it's that. I think that there's some kind of water leak. There's some kind of caulk or ceiling failure where doors and windows and things touch up against the edge of the siding. Somehow water's getting in behind that siding. You're talking about big areas of wood rot, and you're talking about a lot of water if it's gotten so bad that it's getting the plywood sheathing and the studs. You know what I mean? That's a lot of water. That's not just a little bit of condensation.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's happening that. I think you've got a leak somewhere. All right, Price?
All right. I can't figure out where it would be the way around four sides of the house.
I know. Well, take some photos and send them to me then. Maybe I can look at the photos and see what the problem might be. You know, and especially on the photos, circle where the areas of dry rot were. It would be really helpful to me. In other words, here's the side of the house, and here are the areas where I had the dry rot. My address is at the bottom of the screen of my website.
Okay.
You'll see it right at the bottom of every page of the website.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks very much. Okay. Mm-hmm.